Hey, this is Sandy, and I did an activity this week with a couple folks that they said was very refreshing. Pretty short, takes about 5 minutes, and it's just a way to connect back to self through some writing, exploring, and actually starting to shape the future, starting to shape our intentions for 2021. So the way it starts, I'll walk you through 5 short steps that's a setup for this exercise. And they're all optional, so just do the ones that feel compelling to you or you just feel drawn towards. So the first step is really just to create a space for yourself. You might light a candle, pour a cup of really good coffee. Maybe you've got a favorite pen that you like, but go ahead and find a spot, create a bit of a space for yourself. And then number 2, bring a pad of paper, as I mentioned, maybe a pen. And then number 3, I'm going to go ahead and write this very short poem. It's by Rilke. Very short. I'm going to read through it twice, and then I'll guide you through what to do. So the poem is simply, "May what I do flow from me like a river, comma, no forcing, comma, no holding back." So may what I do flow from me like a river, no forcing, no holding back. So that's step 3. So we're lighting a candle, getting a cup of coffee, finding a cushion, creating your space. Number 2, use this pad of paper and a pen. Number 3, have this poem written down. And then number 4 is to simply set your timer. I'm going to recommend 5 minutes. There's no need to do any longer than that. 5 minutes can be a really great way to access your inner wisdom, inner thoughts. And then the way it works is really begin by thinking of your pen as the instrument of discovery, meaning let go of your thoughts or needing to figure it out ahead of time. Really allow yourself in just a moment to put your pen on the paper and simply begin writing whatever comes top of mind. So you might write fragmented sentences, you might doodle. If you hit a plateau or kind of a desert and don't have a thought, then just write the words, "I don't know what to write, I don't know what to write," till the next thought comes. This is probably one of the most critical parts. If you want to, you can write, "This is annoying, I can't wait till the 5 minutes," whatever you want to write. The point is, keep your pen moving the entire time. It truly allows us to access a different part of ourselves. Some might even suggest a wiser and more loving part of ourselves. Okay, so if you've finished your 5 minutes of writing, go ahead and pause and simply notice what that was like to pause and reflect and write. Often when we write our thoughts, even uninterrupted like that, it allows us to connect to a different part of our thinking, a different part of ourself. I know for me, when I'm writing, I start out feeling like this isn't going to work this time. I could be doing something else. And as I settle in and just begin to write for that 5 minutes, I can tap into a bit of my, you might call it the wiser self, the soulful self, just a softer part of ourself. So allow yourself to notice simply when you carve out 5 minutes to pause and write about journal prompt, what that's like for you. So when you're ready, go ahead and look over your writing, notice what stands out, and see if you're able to summarize one of your key points into 20 words or less, almost like writing a mini tweet, 20 words or less. And ta-da, this could be your 2020 insight. So consider, you could type it out, you could put it in your notes section. Maybe if you've got a teenager who's an artist, you could have him or her make it into like a little graphic thing. But go ahead and put it somewhere and allow this to guide you and connect you to your inner wisdom. Another thing that you can do, and this might feel counterintuitive, But we know from the neuroscience and the cognitive sciences that when we embody a thought or an idea, it allows us to inhabit that idea or live from that place more fully. So this may feel silly. And if you're feeling bold and courageous, I'd encourage you to either like create a position. So you might like put your feet down 2 feet apart, put your arms in the air, and maybe just think about those 20 words and embody that thought. You might do a movement, like just take a jump or a leap in the air. You might lay on the ground and just rest and stretch out in some way. But go ahead and allow yourself to do something physical. Either embody a posture or simply go out, take your dog out for a 10-minute walk or short run. Really just putting your light attention on these 20 words. It's really fun to create these novel moments to bring in some play, humor, and movement to really embrace these insights that we're having as we wrap up 2020.